Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. The Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes with us today. And now that we've seen more rain, snow, and ice, do we still have water issues?
Tony, we sure do. And, you know, unfortunately, the drought of the recent years isn't something that's going to go away quickly. We live in a very large state with thousands of new people moving here, and so our water needs are complex and growing, and yet our supplies are limited.
So what are some of the major pieces to the puzzle here?
Well, most of us associated with agriculture understand how important water is to our crops and our livestock. However, we're only one small piece of the puzzle. We've got to remember that domestic, municipal, industrial, recreational, and even tourism users also rely on water for survival and growth opportunities. Each of us is directly affected in different ways by these other sectors. So is the economic health of the state.
So why not just tap into more of our available water sources?
Well, it'd be nice if it was that simple. However, between the effects of the drought, the growing population that we have, and our increased needs, we're currently facing shortages throughout the state.
So what can the average person do?
Tony, you know, the most important thing we can do is to conserve water on a daily basis. Simple practices such as just turning off the water while we're brushing our teeth or shaving can really help save water. I really encourage everyone to visit the TexasWaterSmart.com website to learn simple tips for how you can conserve water on a daily basis.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Assistant Agriculture Commissioner Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.